This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love new words and phrases, such as doom scrolling and staycation, and one of my favorite neologisms is the humble brag. A humble brag is, quote, an apparently modest or self-deprecating statement whose actual purpose is to draw attention to something of which one is proud. So, if you want to brag, but you want to do it in a way that makes you seem modest, or if you gripe about something that's actually enviable, that's humble bragging. For instance, saying something like, oh, this red carpet scene is so boring, or I'm such a slob that I spent only an hour at the gym today. Along the same lines, I've coined the term the humble vein. Well, at least I think I've coined it. When you make a point of your admirable humility, or when you're self-effacing in a way that assumes that your achievement or status is greater than it is. For instance, someone once told me, despite all my success in my career, I'm still really down to earth, which I found quite funny. And someone else told me, I really can't take credit for how well the conference went, when I knew that that person wasn't responsible for the conference's success at all. I've never forgotten a funny example of the humble vein that I read about in Marjorie Williams's excellent collection of essays called The Woman at the Washington Zoo. In it, in the essay Uriah Heep Goes to Washington, she recounts a, quote, great old story, which may mean that it's an apocryphal story, about a conversation between Israeli military leader and politician Moshe Dayan and journalist Edward R. Murrow. Williams writes, Dayan repeatedly tried to praise some of the legendary CBS newsman's greatest broadcasts. At each point, Murrow turned aside to praise, graciously disclaiming the achievement or giving credit to others. Finally, after the third try, Dayan threw up his hands, saying, don't be so modest. You're not that good. In Andy Warhol's memoir, Popism, The Warhol 60s, Warhol writes, the moment you label something, you take a step. I mean, you can never go back again to seeing it unlabeled. Now that I have a label for these kinds of statements, I can't unsee them, and I get a tremendous kick out of spotting examples. Have you ever learned a word that made you see the world in a new way? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.